If you haven't gathered, the theme of the week was faith and plunging in. Lots of ways we can talk about that. Faith is, it's the way we come to Christ. In fact, faith is the way almost anybody lives. And you might say to me, well, not everybody has faith. Yes, everybody does have faith. But they have faith in different things. The scientist has faith in their capacity to observe, faith that what is observed is indeed real. In fact, many scientists have faith that theories and things that they think might be real are real, to the point that they have confidence in what they believe in. Even an atheist has faith that there is no God. To you and I, it might be a trifling and meager faith, but nevertheless, it is faith. Stuart Blanch, who was the Archbishop of Canterbury, wrote in his short book about faith that everybody has faith. The question is what do they have faith in? For you and I, as people of Christ, as people who have experienced somewhere within us the invitation, the urge, the impulse toward God, we will find our faith expression fulfilled and realized not in ourselves and not in the sort of positing of ideas like there is no God. We find our faith fulfillment in a different place. We find it in God the Creator, God the Father, and God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And these are lofty ideas that we all hold dear. God has made our creation and made us so that there is within each of us this urge to count on, to seek, and to depend on higher powers. And God addresses that urge and that impulse with His love and with His action. John Wesley, as he pondered this great gift of God, and this great gift that God gives us to respond, noted that these things are necessary, both the God who reaches out and your and my response in faith. That God has set things up as a partnership, not as a way of demanding or coercing, but a partnership in which God offers and we agree and we accept and we believe. It's faith. And we talk about this saying that salvation is by faith, trust in God. Wesley went further to parse it down so that we might understand that our faith begins in the belief that it can be found, what God has said can be found, what God has promised can be found, not in observation of the natural order, and not necessarily through investigation of ourselves, but in the Scripture. And we hold that faith that what God has placed in Scripture reveals to us in a special and new, unique way, confirmed by our creation and observation, confirmed by what we see within, but uniquely available in Scripture, that God has promised us salvation. Wesley goes on further to say that this promise of salvation not only is in Scripture, but it is God's desire, God's wish, that you and I have this gift of salvation through faith. That is what God intends. And anybody who speaks otherwise is not speaking either faithfully to Scripture or faithfully to God. It is God's intention and desire that you, whoever you are, and whatever circumstances you might find yourself in, and whatever doubts and questions you might have, you are an intended recipient of God's love and God's promises and God's salvation. God had you in mind when God put this all together. But Wesley goes on further to say what God has revealed in Scripture and what God intends for you, God intends for you to possess and have now, today. Not some moment in the future, not some time when you are a better person, not when you have more time, not when you have given up drinking, smoking, or whatever it is. God intends for you to have His gift of love and salvation and forgiveness and promise now. Of course you can't measure up to the standards that you set for yourself. I don't measure up to the standards I set for myself. Much less the ones God sets for us. But Scripture makes it clear. You are the intended recipient of God's love and grace now. And for us, and for our Bible school children, and all the rest of us who would come to faith in Christ, to come to faith in God, to take salvation by faith, we have the opportunity to receive it, to desire it, to embrace it. To embrace it now, and to embrace it in every moment that follows from this point on. To thank God that we have been able to embrace it in the past, and to thank God that we can embrace it now, and to pray to God and hope to God and look forward to being able to embrace it in the future. Salvation is by faith. It is a gift from God. It is God's loving desire to give it to us through Jesus Christ. And it is our response, our decision, our choice to embrace that gift. And God will not force it on us. But once our heart is open and once our arms are open and willing to embrace, God will shower it down upon us. It's a simple message. It seems like it is should be more complicated, but it's not. It is simply a way of life. Of living and breathing and thinking in each moment in partnership and in fellowship with God through the power of the Holy Spirit, so that the journey that you began with your decision to follow Christ is a journey that continues for all of your life. It is a way of life, this faith. So I encourage you and ask you and petition you and beg you, open your arms and heart and mind to God once again and receive His love that He pours out for you through Christ. And by the power of the Spirit, live not only today in this moment, but in every day and in every moment with confidence in the God who loves us and the way He has put things together for us.